Earth Day Reflection. When Henry David Thoreau wrote about the tonic of the wilderness in 1854, he could not have imagined a world such as ours today, in which millions of people do not have access to the physical and spiritual effects of spending time in nature. Today, in Japan, forest bathing or simply being in the presence of trees has apparently become a national pastime, supported by public health advocates. Scientists in Japan have been studying the impacts of forest bathing and are learning more precisely about why it is so beneficial to our immune systems and our psychological health. I don't believe that I need to understand the science of physiological and spiritual benefits of spending time with trees. I know it for myself and believe that it quite likely fulfills a basic human need. For centuries, if not millennia, trees have been part of folklore and ancient religions. The tree of life representing the connection between earth and heaven, the tree of knowledge growing in the Garden of Eden, the Bodhi tree under which Buddha sat as he gained enlightenment and which is still often planted near Buddhist temples. The baobab tree, sacred in many African cultures with the belief that it holds spirits of the dead. It is also called the tree of life as it stores water in its trunk and branches. The world tree as a motif in pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cosmologies and iconography. The banyan tree, sacred in Hinduism and Buddhism, as its aerial roots spread upward and eventually become accessory trunks. Druids believed many different species of trees to be sacred and held rituals in the presence of trees. Indeed, the list goes on. There seems to be a nearly universal understanding in the human psyche of the sacredness of trees. It is my belief that our earth will be a healthier and happier place when we can all experience and be open to the deep connection we have with trees and the natural world. I invite you now to watch the following video entitled Church Forests of Ethiopia.